We're on the telephone with John Miller, who is Group Vice President for Agricultural Products with BNSF Railway. John wanted to visit with you about the operating condition of the railway these days and, of course, a big harvest coming up. So first of all, let's talk about BNSF in general and how things are operating here in 2016.
Thanks, Ken. We're certainly at a point in time where we're thinking about the fall harvest right around the corner from an ag standpoint. Frankly, we're seeing a lot of grain move during the old crop, during June, July, and August, ahead of the harvest, this fall harvest. And that tells us a couple things. One is there's actually a rather strong P&W corn demand this year, export program out the P&W, which is pulling a lot of corn from the north, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and even into Nebraska a little bit. And we're also seeing the fact that the corn and bean conditions in the field for new crop look pretty good. Everything that we see has been, as your listeners all know, it's been a relatively good summer of moisture. We've had a couple of pockets of dryness occasionally, but then the moisture comes, and so the crops are growing well. The conditions, as reported by USDA, are excellent, generally speaking, and that has also encouraged farmers to go ahead and sell more old crop to make space before the new crop comes in. So we're seeing lots of movement right now. We're seeing lots of expectations for this year's harvest to come in the next 30 to 60 days that look very good. So we are operating very fluidly. We have ramped up due to the market demand for our shuttles these are 110 car units of grain that are moving from origin to destination all across our system. We've ramped up because of the demand of those to basically a record number of shuttles for the month of August. We're running 130 shuttles right now, and the previous record was around 115, 114. And we've sold 139 shuttles for the new crop, which is also a record for October, late October, November, December. So good demand. We're operating very fluidly right now, and we're seeing good prospects ahead of us.
So it sounds like you're in pretty good position as we prepare for what looks like a big harvest.
We are. We've got lots of resources. We spent the last several years really amping up our capital spend in response to market conditions, demand for capacity. So we have spent a tremendous amount of CapEx on expanding the railroad up north. Just the maintenance of our infrastructure to make sure that it's robust and can handle a big movement year on year. And so we are ready to go. We've got locomotives, we've got people, and we've got track capacity, and we are certainly, as indicated, we're already moving a big amount of old crop essentially at harvest pace right now. And that it tells us that's a good sign for the next several months.
John, what kind of market opportunities are you seeing for farmers right now?
Well, as I mentioned, there's a strong export program for corn out of the P&W that is led by two things: a weaker U.S. dollar since December against the Brazilian real, and a smaller Brazilian corn crop than was expected just a couple of months ago. Those two things have brought demand for corn back to the U.S., and essentially, it's going to lead for good corn demand for the next several months. Now the market is trading supply, trying to guess what supply is. So prices are relatively low in the Chicago Board of Trade, which is an indication of the focus on supply. But demand is good underlying this, particularly for export demand. Now we're going to be followed. All indications from our customers is that the Chinese are buying again a rather robust demand for October, November, December. Soybean shipment out of the P&W and Gulf as well. So the farmers are going to see strong sort of a demand pull market in the fall for soybeans after a very good summer of corn demand. Those two things combined are a really good thing. And in fact, if we crunch the numbers for the U.S., look at USDA's projections, if you combine corn and exports, corn and soybean demand for exports for the next this next season, this next crop year combined together is a record amount of exports. So that's a really good thing. We got record supply, but we have record demand underneath this thing, and that'll help drive movement and hopefully underpin prices. You know, the BNSF is really pleased that and proud that we are the largest hauler of ag products, and we just want to make sure that as customers hear things that we need to know that they're communicating with us, we're certainly going to do our job and push to communicate as we see changes across the railroad with all of our customers. And we just wish everybody to have a great harvest, and please let us know how we can help serve them better as we go along.